My only glory is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Gospel from St. Mark is through the eyes of St. Peter. Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. Matthew's Gospel was to convert the Jews. Mark, however, was not an apostle. He was a disciple, a follower, but not one of the chosen 12. So when he wrote the shortest of the four Gospels, he did it through the insights granted to him by Simon Peter. The full text of what happened at Caesarea Philippi is in Matthew's Gospel, where Simon was chosen by God the Father to profess that Christ is the Anointed One, the Son of God. And then Jesus goes on to say, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, because it was not flesh and blood that revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven." In other words, you, Simon, have been chosen by God to be the head of my church. Then Christ goes on to say, "You have the keys. You can open and close. You have authority." He bestowed upon him the papacy. We call that the Petrine text in Matthew's Gospel. The short version here is in Mark's. What we find is that that's shortened, and what's lengthened is the rebuke. Behind this Petrine text is a proclamation and an acclamation. The proclamation is inspired that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. In fact, what do the names Jesus and the name Christ mean? Jesus is the same as Josiah, it means he who saves. The word Christ is the English from the Greek Christos, and the Greek Christos comes from the Jewish word or Hebrew word Messiah, Mishnah. Christ came as the Anointed One, the Messiah, the one set apart, the one who had been decreed by God for generations, who would come and be the liberator of the Jewish people. There was only one Anointed One, and the Jews were waiting for him. And there's scripture passages throughout the Old Testament in reference to him. We find a messianic text in the first reading from Isaiah about the sufferings of Christ. He offered his face to them. They tore at his beard. They covered him with insult and spittle. We recall all those events on Good Friday. But they were foretold about the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed. And Peter here, or rather Simon, is selected by God to proclaim who Christ is. And in doing so, he receives a new name, Rock, or in English, Peter, upon which the church would be built. Christ is the head of the church, but he needed a visible head to remain on earth. And hence we have the papacy up to today with Pope Francis. That's the proclamation of who Christ is. The acclamation is from Christ, not regarding the who, but what he would do. And that is, he would be a crucified Christ. Not a cultural one, not a comfortable one, but a crucified one. And when he started to explain what would happen to him, Simon, who was now the apostolic leader of the band, spoke up for human motives. At a human level, he was wanting Christ not to suffer, and hence the rebuke, the acclamation. The way you think is not God's way, but man's. You get behind me, Satan. One moment he's the rock of the church, Peter. The next, he's a stumbling block. The word Satan means adversary. He had now opposed God's will. And in doing so, he was rebuked. Behind this acclamation of the Lord is the most taken for granted, accepted, yet misunderstood symbol of our faith, and that is the crucifix. What church doesn't have a crucifix? It's on top of the church, the cross. The crucifix is in the centre here. People wear it around their neck. It's on their rosary beads, sometimes hanging from their mirror in their car. The crucifix is a symbol that we rejoice in. It was a form of capital punishment that the Romans imposed to control the people of their era. A horrific manner of torture. We regard that as a symbol of hope. At the time of our Lord, for Simon Peter, it would be a tragedy. But for us today, it's not a tragedy, but rather a triumph. In fact, the church has on Monday the feast of the triumph of the Holy Cross. Because the cross became holy, because Christ, who is the holy, holy, holy one, was nailed to it. And he regarded it as his throne of glory. Hence the acclamation before the gospel. My only glory is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, said St. Paul. So the cross now is the exact opposite of what it once was. It's something we glory in because Christ made it holy. It's a source of joy and hope because Christ triumphed over the cross. Unlike you and I, Christ was born not to live, but to die. That was the purpose of his life as the Anointed One. His name, Jesus, he who saves, would occur on that cross. His very existence was for that moment, Good Friday, when heaven would be opened by the opening of his side. And by his death, all sins would be cancelled and new life would be given through grace to our souls. So the cross is now a symbol of not just of joy, but of triumph, of hope, and a promise. A promise that we shall be as Christ is. Our faith began on Good Friday, but then on the third day he rose. He rose to life and therefore cancelled death. And has promised us who are faithful to him, who have received him worthily in the antidote to death, Holy Communion, in the foretaste and pledge of immortal life, that great sacrament of the Eucharist, that one day, somewhere, somehow, like himself, we too shall be brought back to life. So the cross is not a capital punishment, death symbol, but one of life, one of hope that gives joy to our heart. However, the catch is this. We must do what he said. If you want to be my follower, a follower of mine, if you want to be where I am, you too must follow me. You must pick up your cross. Don't drag it. Don't neglect it. Don't complain about it. Don't try and exchange it. Don't manufacture your own. Pick it up. And then just don't go where you want, but follow me. So yes, the cross is our triumph, but we must bear our own in imitation of Christ. In imitating him, we shall rejoice one day with him. Let us pray when the cross, be it physical, psychological, mental or moral, becomes heavy, that we might not reach out for some artificial means of support, but rather we reach out to Christ, who will accompany us, who will be beside us, who will lead us from here to there, from time unto eternity. Praise be Jesus Christ.